30 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the After City Auditorium. The Medeckis Tournament, 93rd year for this tournament. City Art Boys in the semifinals, trying to win another title here in this tournament. Other games tonight over at Stanbury, Missouri, has a Tampa leading Platte Valley at halftime, 32-24. Winner there moves on to that championship tomorrow night, or Saturday night, I guess. No scores for Randy Cattulli yet across the way on the games he's doing. Did have a win earlier today. BDS beat Johnson Brock in the girls' B division semifinal there. BDS won it 45-32. Extra Million taking on HTRS right now in the semifinals. In this game, it's going to be Fall City City Heart as the home team taking on the Palmyra Panthers. Zach Wemhoff, the coach for the Panthers. His squad again 6-4. City Heart 10-2, ranked number one in D2. Palmyra's their only team that don't provide the heights on their kids. But they've got some good size here. Let's start with their starter. Look at their starter. Hunter Pope is a junior. And he looks like he's around 6 foot, 6'1". Alex Hatcher is another junior that will be in the starting lineup tonight here for the Panthers. He looks like he's maybe right around 6 foot mark as well. Zach Fitzpatrick is a junior. Zach Fitzpatrick is 6'2 or 3, it looks like. Jackson Dillon is another junior starter. Jackson Dillon is a starter, a junior. Dillon, probably around that 6'2 mark again. And Andrew Walke, number 12. Looks like he might be around 6'4 or 6'5. And those are your starting five for Palmyra. Hunter Pope, Alex Hatcher, Andrew Walke, Zach Fitzpatrick, and Jackson Dillon. For the Irish, for Coach Doug Gulch tonight, his starting five will be 5'11 senior Jacob Jordan, 5'11 senior Jake Freshel, 6'1 junior Evan Keefley, 6'3 sophomore Joe Simon, and 6'3 senior Brogan Noctigal. The Irish are 10-2 on the year, and looks like they might have their hands full tonight. Palmyra looks like a pretty athletic team. We'll see if they can use their height and take advantage of that, or if it's the Irish speed that can get the better of Palmyra in this ball game. Two teams are out finishing their warm-ups. We'll be back and take a look. Get the game underway in 2 minutes on PTSA.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your fun, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harmon City Supply, we take good care of you.
Harmon City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
For over 80 years,
Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, welcome back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium tonight. And we are, I'm ready. Go ahead. Anytime. If you need any help, just give me a look. I'll tell you. Referees are giving me trouble. Wanting to know if I'm ready. That told them, if you need any help on the call, look me up. Anyway. A halftime score across the street. The girls beat the semifinal. Exeter and Belgian leading double Taylor off senior 17-11. 17-11. At halftime, HTRS is trailing in that ball game. So that is where we are at with that. Tomorrow night, if you are interested in the Fall City Tiger girls game, they're playing for the championship of the Fairfax tournament tomorrow. They're moving that time up to 6 o'clock against St. Joe Christian. There's third place game, Rockport, St. Joe Christian, 4:30. And the girls game to Fall City, St. Joe Christian at 6. They're going to be done before the temperature drops. And they'll go from there. They say if the weather turns poor tomorrow, they'll move the game to Monday, the 17th. So that's the latest on that one. Hopefully we won't have any of those issues going on here for the next day or two. And we can just move along. All right, ready to go here in this one. Mound City boys are in Platte Valley getting 32-24 at halftime over at the tournament in Stanbury. We're ready to go. Stepping into the middle is going to be Andrew Walke jumping up against Brogan Knoxville. Walke is about 6'4", it looks like. Brogan 6'3". Singer going right to left. There's the home team. And the Panthers end up with the ball. About two games behind there. There we go. Now up the floor of the basketball. It's going to be Hunter Pope with it. They'll take it off the right side, and they try to get the ball inside, and a turnover right away to the Irish. Pass up the ladder too far. So Sagard, Jacob Jordan will bring the ball up the floor now for the Irish here. Jacob, the Irish leading scorer on the season, all the way to the hole, off the glass. Left side, right hand is up, it's down, and a foul. Irish senior will go to the line. The foul on Andrew Walke, his first and the first foul of the ball game. Jacob on the year averaging 12.9 points per game. Missed the free throw. Walke with the rebound for the Panthers. To the front, 2-0, Sagan Hart, and now Walke with the basketball. Gives the ball off into the paint. Dish the ball to the court. Dillon with the pass and a three-pointer in the corner. Off and good by Hunter Pope, and it's now 3-2, the lead to the Panthers. A three-pointer at the other end, up no good by Keithley, but we got a foul. Knoxville setting the screen, and no, we got a traveling violation on the Irish. Doug Goltz up, questioning that call, explaining what he thought he saw, which does not match with what the official says he saw. So here we go, back to live action now. Panthers with the ball and a one-point lead. Out on top with it. Fitzpatrick dishes it off. Well, he thought about the triple, didn't take. Now same corner, same spot. Good again for Hunter Pope. Better guard him, it looks like. 6-2, the lead to the Panthers. Knocked the left side for Keithley. Dribbles against the man-to-man defense. Out top, Freshel. He's guarded out there by Pope. Freshel moves to the free throw circle. Down the lane he goes. lost the ball, knocked it, picked it up, and lays it in for two. 6-4, the Irish down by two. Here's a drive, short, no good. Pressure with the rebound, and missed that time by Fitzpatrick. Pressure will leave it to Jordan on the left elbow. Jacob fakes right, drives left. Buff gets it to Simon. Knock goes triple. There is another one there. Knock goes got five, and the Irish are up 7-6. At the other end, three ball. Fitzpatrick off the mark, no good. Jordan with the rebound on the run, going by Sanders. Lost the handle on it, is poked away. Now it's Keithley in the corner. Back to Noctigal, looking at it from the top left side over Preschel. Preschel moving with the ball between the legs, trying to go left, lost his dribble, gets it to Joe Simon. Over the right side, directing traffic now will be Jacob Jordan. Senior point guard moving left in the paint, floats it up, off the glass, it's good. He's got four, the Irish are up 9-6. 5:24 to go in the first quarter. The team go back and forth here on the right side. Jackson Dillon with it. Out to Walkie. Left side, back to top is Dillon. Right corner now with it again. Pope inside the three-point line. Out to Walkie. He'll work it around the perimeter. One to now Hatcher for three from the top. No, rebound to Simon for the Irish. To Jordan around one defender. Pass another. Free throw line pull-up. No. Walkie with the rebound, his second. He's on the run, headed down the lane, through the Irish, off the glass, up and good. No call either way, and we've got a 9-8 ball game. Well, if you're going to let him play, you let him play. Left side is going to be pass inside to Simon, off the glass, it won't go. Climbed out of there, and the rebound to Fitzpatrick. Off the floor, right back to Fitzpatrick, now to Hunter Pope. Out top and down low to Walkie on the baseline. Back to the top now to Dillon. Three ball up. No. Rebound to Jacob Jordan again. Jordan flying up the floor. They grab at him. Hit him on the shoulder. No whistle. Three ball left side. Up to go up and down. He's got eight. The Irish are up 12-8 here in the first quarter. Knoxville's got eight of them. Irish won a violation out front and didn't get it. Walkie with it to Pope for three on the rim. No, rebound to Keithley for Xavier Hart. Evan on the way up the floor. Head to Simon now. Simon moving in. Offensive foul. Had pretty good position that time to Fitzpatrick and Jake. Lower the shoulder a little bit. Picks up the first foul of the ball game. He comes to the sideline. Coach Bill Scottson says, I think he might have said nice play. Timeout called. 3:48 to go in the first. The Irish are up 12-8. We're back in 30 seconds on PPMC.
If you have an idea that's just right for your business, don't let funding hold you back. You could have a hands-down winning business plan if you just had the funds on hand. That's where our bank comes in. As your business lender, we have the loans to give your business a boost. Let's talk about it. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You're listening to the Dexus Tournament, the 93rd year of this tournament tonight on KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM in Falls City. 3:48 to go in the first quarter, 12-8. Sager aren't with the lead. It's been an entertaining back and forth ball game. A couple of lead changes so far. 6-2 lead for Palmyra. Quickly turned to a 4-point lead for the Irish. Into the game for the Panthers comes Chris Berthel, a junior. He's a big young man. He is in there battling Derek Chuang. Derek is 6'6". They are fighting each other on the inside. These two are going to be worn out no matter how much they play. They're both wearing number 50. And now here's a drive down the lane, off the glass, in traffic for Fitzpatrick. Up and good. It's a 12-10, the Irish lead. To the front now, Sam Dunnaball. He lost the basketball. Stolen away. Berthel ends up with it. He'll get it to Hunter Pope. Off the floor on the left side. Out of the left corner. Three ball short. Rebound tipped by Chuang, and it goes to Sam Dunn. done to the top of the circle. Knock to the same spot, San Miguel. He's 38. He's got 11 here in the first quarter. 15-10, Xavier Hart. Knoxville's got three triples already, and now he has a steal. 2:45, Preschel through traffic, over to Dunn on the right side, back to the middle. Preschel in the paint, trap, gets it out of there, and a whistle and a foul on the Panthers. Going to be called on Drew Earhart to check in. Earhart's first, team foul number two. Jackson Dillon back into the game. Sitting down will be Hunter Pope along with Zach Fitzpatrick. Walkie is back in there. Ball tipped as Dunn tried to pass it down to Preschel. Jordan back in for the Irish now. Keithley will get a breather. From the front of the bench here in front of the Panthers, it comes in to Knoxville. Now it is Jacob Jordan with it. Jumps it up, passes over to the right side, and now Preschel from Dunn back to Sam. Sam Dunn dribbles off to Jordan. Three ball up, and the ball sticks between the backboard and the rim. He shouldn't have shot over there. That's Knoxville's spot on the floor. He's 3-for-3 from over there. Tell's ball will go to the Irish on the alternating possession. Keep is checking back in here for Xavier Hart. He'll come in for Preschel to give him a quick rest. Alright, Jacob Jordan will inbound from the baseline. Everybody across the base for the Irish. Knoxville back and out. They flip in the ball up in the air. He'll go over the far side to Jordan. Jacob now to Keithley. Back to Jacob Jordan over to Dunn. Bounce pass down, it goes to Knoxville. Boy, he drew a crop. Outlet knocked away and stolen by Earhart all the way in. No. Rebound Knoxville, but a foul. Jacob Jordan lost his shoe. Got that back on, and he commits the foul, his first of the ballgame. Second team foul on the Irish. That's a shooting foul. Earhart at the line to shoot to. Our first free throws of the night for the Panthers. Earhart ready, it's all the way up. It's going to bounce at the front, went to the backboard, and went in. Out comes Jackson Dillon. Back into the game now comes Hunter Pope. He hit two quick threes to start the ball game. There's the free throw up. No good. Rebound, Derek Shalom to Jordan. Jacob up the floor. Left side, underneath Knoxville. Try to reverse. No, Keithley, the rebound is taken away from him. Shalom ends up with it. He gets fouled. So Shalom with the rebound, or Keithley with the rebound. He gets the ball over to Derek Shalom, who got fouled. Foul will be on Chris Burkle, his first, team foul number three. Free throw, front edge, no good. Second one coming up here for Derek Shalom. 6'6 senior for the Irish. 15-11, Sagan with the lead. Second one up and off the back, no good. The rebound grabbed up by Watke. To the front, up the floor. Watke gives the ball, gets the ball back, now hand it down to Pope. Pope to the top of the Earhart. Watke on the right side of the floor, down that corner. Lob it into the big man, and he shoots and misses. Rebound grabbed up by Knoxville. Shot up there by Purple. Now quickly up. Now it's going to be Knoxville from Keeley around the horn. Dunn for three. Too strong. Battle for the rebound. It caroms off of the Irish. Keeley, Dunn, and Bippus. Not Bippus, it's Schwong. Who knows? There's three, and Burkle are all in there battling. The ball ends up going out of bounds. 1:16 left in the first. Up the floor, we come the other way. 1:10 to go. The clock winds. Pope has it to Watke. Now he'll pass the ball forward to Sweeney. And again, Nick Sweeney, a junior. Top of the key, back to Watke. Down the lane, right hand. Quarter, good. His second move. It's now 15-13. Here comes Jacob Jordan to the front, off to Knoxville. Left side of the circle, down to Keeley. Double teamed in a hurry. Jules baseline, pulls up in and out, won't go. Watkey with another rebound. They'll bring it up with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Watkey with the basketball. Swinging around the left side to post. They could lead or tie here. Watkey holds with 20 seconds to go. Right side of the floor now to Sweeney. Inside, the big man got open and played in front. Purple gets the hoop and we're tied at 15. 9 on the clock. Jordan. Purple walk with no call. Loose ball comes down to the Panthers and that'll end the first quarter. They're tank 15-15. Say Lyle. We're back in 1 minute on KTMC.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents, Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Ken Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agent. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff. Orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee. Spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experience. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
After 1:15 apiece between City Art and Palmyra here with a couple of lead changes in that first quarter. Ready to go here with the second quarter. It'll be Palmyra basketball. City Art went 4 for 3 at the free throw line in the first quarter. Palmyra 1 for 2. Off the floor with it, Hunter Pope. He made two triples early in that first quarter. Now has the basketball off the Rocky on the right side wing. Back out around the perimeter. Give the ball over to Fitzpatrick. Rocky with it again. A six shot. Dylan blocked away. Simon all the way in. Too strong. Rebound brought down by Fitzpatrick. We go the other way and now back for three. In the hole, up and down. That three-pointer by Zach Fitzpatrick gives him 5 in the ball game, and it's 18-15 to lead again to the Panthers. Pressure out top for the Irish. Dribbling against the man-to-man, crosses over. Now back around the pick by Knoxville, over to Jordan for 3 on the rim, no good. Rebound scramble, Knoxville had it, the Panthers have it. That's a hell of a ball, and it will stay on the Sacred Heart end. It would appear the Panthers just about the same quickness as the Irish. Size, they're not as much bigger as I thought they might be. All right, Jordan from the baseline towards the corner. Left side brings in to Nocturne. He'll pull up, and a little 15-foot bank shot is good. 13 for Nocturne here. Have a big early part of the game inside, and Simon blocks the shot in the paint. Put up there by Dylan. So Joe Simon with his second block of the ball game. Inbounding will be Hunter Pope. Pope ready, looks for a cutter, goes out top instead with the basketball. Now to the left side. Take it out top again, Jackson Dillon. Off the right side, it goes to Fitzpatrick. Cross court. Fitzpatrick plays catch with Pope. Now on the right side, they go down to Dillon again. Working around, and now high post, free throw line. Here's a three-pointer on the way by Pope. Won't go. Simon with the rebound for the Irish. Off the floor, Jacob Jordan. Irish down one, Jordan in traffic. Needs help, gets away, back to Knox, to let the defender go by, then lost the ball, and the ball is kicked by the Panthers, and it belonged to the Irish. So Jake Preschel will inbound the ball right in front of the Palmyra bench. Down one, bounce pass into Knox to go. handed to Jordan on the left side of the lane. Beyond the arc, holding it. Simon comes out, sets the screen. Jordan goes around it, reverses around. Beasley into Simon, and yes, man, he's got four defenders on him. He tries to shove it back out, but it's taken away. It goes to Nocturne, three ball, his first miss, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Fitzpatrick, and quickly on the run, Pope to the right side with the ball to Hatcher. Hatcher to Watke. Back out top, and now Pope to the right corner, Hatcher again. He'll hold it, two Panthers trying to catch the same pass. They got it figured out. They lead by one. Off the left side is Fitzpatrick. He holds Watke, and now moving around Hatcher for a triple. Good. Alex Hatcher with his three-pointer makes it 21-17. The lead now to the Panthers again. Still extending it this time. Underneath Simon. He's falling a little behind him on the pass from Noctegal. And the Panthers, they lose it, travel with it. Ball took a high hop that time, coming across midcourt by Fitzpatrick, and he was moving on up the floor. But somebody's got inbound for the Irish. Sam Dunn back in the ball game for Safety Heart. Behind up the floor, here comes Jacob Jordan. Good strong defense by the Panthers, leading by four. Keithley with it. They've kept him pretty much at bay so far. No points for Evan. Out top, Dunn. Dunn looking off to Keithley, right side, guarded by Hatcher. Breschel fakes a three, in the paint, spins, two defenders, Simon, around one defender, floats it from 10, no, rebound, brought down by Hatcher, ooh, he threw an elbow, that's not something you want to see, down the lane, Watke beats the Irish back, and he's got six, and the lead is six, 23-17. Jeff Wolf wants a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
Statewide Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds, a history of success. It's more than a goal, it's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crop stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. Stateline Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seeds. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score in the B Division girls semifinals. It is Exeter Valley over Humboldt Table Rock Senior, 49-35. The Titans will take on Johnson County Central tomorrow at 3:30. In the third place game, we'll have that over on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow afternoon. Chris Burple back in now for the Panthers here. We come up before Irish basketball. Jordan, three ball, left side. Nothing good. Jordan with seven. 23-20. Taking Art down by three. Out on the right side, just halfway through the third or second quarter here. With it, Hunter Pope to Burkle, the big man, out to the top, now to Nick Sweeney, a junior. Back over to Fitzpatrick. Drives down the lane. To the right wing, misfired on the pass. Let's start all over. Pope out top, dribbles left, cross court, Preschel with the steal. Jake Preschel going all the way out by. How far did he walk? Looks like quite a ways, but he got away with it. And it's 23-22. Looks like Jake ran about four steps there. And here is an offensive foul on Burkle, his second foul on the big man. Team foul number four. Walkie back into the ball game, and all is both in the shooting. Jackson Dillon for the Panthers, and here comes Hatcher as well. Sitting down will be Earhart and also Fitzpatrick. Sagar ball down one. Done to Jordan. Left side, Preschel on the wing. Back out top, Jordan. Around defender, down in the corner, Keithley for three. Short. Rebound grabbed by Sweeney. Sweeney to Asher. Blue traffic in the way, and a reach-in foul by Dunn. He got the ball, but he got some arm, too. Sam's first team foul number three on Sacred Heart. They're letting him play pretty well here. Not a lot of calls as far as fouls. 2:58 to go in the half. The Irish find themselves down one. Now looking to bring into Berkeley, a double team and a set shot off the mark. No, but he got fouled. And Sam Dunn, yeah, just picked up two in a row. Sam's second will be the Sacred Heart team fourth foul. Berkeley will go to the line with 2 points. First trip at the line in the ball game. He'll have the first one here. Up. And he knows it. He wasn't free throw for the big man. 24-22. Elmira with the lead. Second free throw on the way. It's up and it's good again. Another net. He spent some time at the line practicing off that. Jordan in the front, the Irish down by three. Jacob picked up his dribble over to Knock to go on the left side circle. Ooh, little call for Keith in the defense. Double team's in a hurry. Jordan into the paint, out right side. Freshel underneath the defense. Oh, and he missed the buddy. Rebound brought down. A swipe foul, I think, on Simon. Trying to get the rebound back and make a steal. Joe picks up his second. Joe Simon and Sam Dunn each for two fouls for the Irish now. 2:35 to go in the first half. The Irish down 3-point margin. 25-22. Watkey with the basketball. They trail as many as six in this game. Right side, Watkey thought about it. Goes baseline on Simon. Missed it with a foul. Who do they get? Irish are hoping it's, I think, on Jacob Jordan. It is. That's Jacob's second, so Sacred Heart. Three players with two fouls apiece here early on in the first half. 2:22 left. Watkey to the free throw line has 6 points. His first free throw of the night. Sets. Fires. Got it. They are 4 out of 6 at the line. I think that's shooting. 4 out of 5 at the moment. Number 6 coming up here. Free throw up. Good again. Alright, into the game. Sacred Heart with their starting five of the ball game right now. Jordan over to Freshel. Down by 5 of the Irish. Hook pass into Simon. Blocked underneath. Purple brings down the rebound. The block made by Pope. And here comes the Panthers for 3. A bank shot from the top. Good. By Hunter Pope. He's got 9 in the game. It's 28-22. The lead is 6 again. Make that 30-22. Excuse me. 8-point lead. Deeply for 3. Short. Off the mark. Rebound to Watkey. Watkey's got 5 boards ahead. Up the 4th quickly to Sweeney. Watkey for 3. Side in and out. No. Rebound to Dunn. Or excuse me, to Jordan. Jacob Jordan took away from Freshel. Now, 1:20 to go in this first half. Keithley passed up to 3. He'll pull up from 16. Too strong. Rebound to Purple. Purple doing a nice job. He didn't get him down the floor very fast, but he's doing a good job. Pope off the glass. No. Rebound. Kept alive by the Panthers. 3 ball. Left side, no good. By Fitzpatrick. Another rebound for Jordan. Jordan to the top of the key, stops, looks, back to Knoxville, 3 ball, in, out, no, he made his first 3, he's missed his last 2, 47 seconds to go in the half, Coach Zach Wimoff says slow it down, alright, with it, Hunter Pope, right side in the corner, back out top, Watkey with it, around the Fitzpatrick, around the horn of the left side wing. Back to the top and into the big man Burke, a little turnaround hook, no, Simon with the rebound for the Irish. 21 seconds to go. Doug Gould says, yep, didn't get one shot. Call and play is directing traffic. 14 on the clock. Knock to go in the court and take the clock. And Palmyra will get the ball back with 8 seconds to go. Simon will come out with 2 fouls. Back in comes Derek Chuang. General coming for Jordan also has two fouls. Now, the Irish may want to pick up there and make use of time to get up the floor. Bring it in to Pope. Pope up the floor and a foul on Dunn. Didn't get any help from his teammates that time. You're going to run into a screener like that. Somebody should be yelling at you on your own team, and nobody did. And that's going to put the Panthers in the line for 1-1, and that's the third foul on Sam Dunn. You don't often see a lack of communication by the Irish, but that time you did. At the line will be Fitzpatrick to shoot 1-1. 5 points and make it 6. So far, they are deadly at the line. 31-22. The lead is 9, the biggest lead in the ballgame now. And Fitzpatrick ready. It's up. It's nothing but nylon. 32-22. The lead is 10. From near mid-court, a catch, a try to alley-oop, keep it, can't get him to go. Halftime, 32-22, Palmyra with the lead, that was for the Irish, 17-7 in quarter number 2, and we're back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Main Street Bank with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to the After City Auditorium. It's halftime, 32-22. The lead to Palmyra over City Hunter Boys A Division first semifinal tonight. We tend to be anxious to the Medeckis tournament. We run into Ken Cook, who is how many did you coach in, Coach? How many times did you coach in this tournament?
Well, I don't know. I got here a couple times. What, boys?
I want to talk to you a minute because I don't remember how many games you wanted to coach. It was a bunch.
Well, I don't know. You know, it doesn't mean much now. We go back to football, and back in the 70s, we were lucky enough to get, I think, 46 in a row.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the playoffs, I got a little less than a stand. Heaven takes Steve Harden does.
Yeah.
They put that away in the basketball. My goodness. He is, he's one of, I don't know, I can't say enough nice things about him. He's a great guy. He looks like he's about 22. He's got a lot of years ahead of him. The basketball, you know, he's gone to state. I'm not sure he's ever been beat up there. When he gets to the finals, I know he hasn't been beat.
Yeah, no.
And, he really, his kids are good, and there's more to it than just the sports, but he's really taught them a lot about life, and everybody that we talked the other night when he was at Adams, and, you know, his fun is going to start later on when these kids start coming back, because that's what really means something to them.
Yeah.
This guy's what a life he's had. I said, why didn't you move? And he said, wouldn't think of it. He told me one time he did consider going to, I won't say the town, but they wouldn't let him do both football and basketball. So I think that was their error.
Yeah, probably so. But he's doing the same thing you did. I mean, you stayed around. You probably had chance if you wanted to move to bigger schools for the years, but or something about this small town living, isn't there?
Well, you know, there is. And I'm not sure I could have done well in a big city. I go back to Larry Rothy. Larry went from being a great, great small school coach and went to Columbus 3 years and never coached another game in his life. And that scared me. I'm a small town kid. I like to go down to coffee in the morning, maybe sneak in the bar at night. And you know, everybody knows everybody. And it's been, and I think Doug is the same way. And I talked to him the other night, you know, you can go forever and do it. Do it till you really, really don't want to go. I think maybe I quit a little early. I wish I could still coach, but you know what? Comes a time when you can.
Yeah. Now, you've also got to be proud, because I was watching some volleyball here a few weeks ago. Saw a young lady you know pretty well, Danny Busboom Kelly. You've got to be awfully proud of her.
I'll tell you, the whole town, the whole state is. Danny is one of a million. Made me a good coach for a couple of years. All I had to do was woke me up after the games, and we went home with a couple of victories, a couple of championships. So,
yeah.
Great, great girl, and that's what she did in her short coaching career, I think 3 years, 4 years. Holy cow, she coached the nation, you know. That's really something. And her kids really played well, I think, an extension of Danny.
Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of State Heart fans hated her for about 3 or 4 years. But they're all over that.
You know what? We have some great guys. I'll tell you what, if there were 20 years in there, I think the first 18, I couldn't beat you guys. Finally, we won a couple. You let us win a couple.
Yeah, they let you win. Yeah, I know that's how it happened.
It was a great time, and so many people at City State Heart. I know, not personally, but I know a lot of the parents when I see them. And,
yeah. And you love this tournament, too, don't you?
I love this tournament. You know, my first one was in 63 when I was at Douglas. And we came over and had to play Elmwood. That time, Elmwood was good.
Yeah.
They gave me a good introduction to the game. But there's nothing like this tournament. At one time, you know, you could never get in here. Now you look across there and it's four seats. But there's a lot going on across, you know, with two games going on at the same time. And
I remember years ago, some bleachers here behind us on the stage. You could stand in room only on both sides.
I don't know how you guys could ever call the games. There was so much noise up here. So
we sometimes have trouble when it's quiet, too. Coach, thank you for taking time to visit with us, and enjoy the rest of the tournament. We'll see you the rest of the weekend.
I will. Thanks a lot, John.
We'll take another break. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on KTNC. Look at the story.
Rick Harris is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Harris is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Yeah. All right, welcome back here to the BF City Auditorium at halftime. Let's check our scoring again. State Heart led by Brogan Knockle, 13 points. He had 11 of them in the first quarter when he knocked down three triples, 7 for Jacob Jordan and 2 for Jake Freshel. They rushed the Irish, did not get on the board. Joe Simon, Evan Keithley shut out in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Irish got outscored 17-7 in that second period. Tom Meyer, they spread it out. Connor Pope had three triples for 9-7, making 8 points for Andrew Walkie in the first half. 7 for Zach Fitzpatrick, 4 for Chris Burkle off the bench, and 1 for Drew Earhart off the bench. Singer 0 for 3 at the line in the first half, while Kamara went 7 out of 8. The winner here moves on to play Saturday night in the championship at 7:30 against either Tri-County or Freeman. The loser plays at 4:15 on Saturday in the B division over tonight and scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip time. I guess we're already past that. Johnson Brock boys in the B division top seed taking on Del Odell. That's on Sunny 101.3. And then later tonight here on KTNC in the B division, Humboldt Table Rock Center takes on Pawnee City. So a lot of basketball coming up. Tomorrow we know we'll have a 3:30 game, HTRS and Johnson County Central. And we will have a championship game between Sagan Hart and Johnson Brock tomorrow night. And those games come up in the girls' championship on Friday. So there you go. 32-22 is our score here, and we are ready for the third quarter to get underway here. Sagan Hart finds themselves in a 10-point hole here. And we'll see what Coach Doug Goltz and Sister Brian Lemeron have been drawing up here during this halftime break. Kamara gets the ball to start quarter number 3. And the Irish can do a little pressure in and almost over and back. He's getting rid of the ball just in the nick of time with Jackson Dillon. Watke has it. He'll give it to Pope. Sagan Hart playing man-to-man defense here. Off the left side, Hatcher. Top of the key, three-pointer up, and off the mark for Hatcher. Rebound, Simon had it, lost it. And it's going to be Kamara Bass. Well, they call a timeout to save the possession. And they take the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in Southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, coming up tomorrow, or excuse me, championship Saturday, I'm here at 1:30, Mound City will play. Here's an inbound play and a two-pointer for Zach Fitzpatrick. He has 9 in the game, and it's now 34-22. The lead is 12. Sagan Hart with the basketball, Keithley in front. On the left side, out to Simon. Good defense here by the Panthers. Fresh will drive in, had him knocked loose, got it back. He's in the paint. He's got to get out of there. Gives it away to Zach there, to Evan Keithley. Out of the left side to Joe Simon. Holy lobs inside, knocked him too high. Can't come up with it. Panthers basketball. A minute gone by in the third. Walkie passes to the corner to Hatcher. He'll pass up the shot. Cross lane. Walker with it. Fell down, lost his balance, lost the ball. Here comes Keith Floor with it. Ahead to Jordan in the left corner. Pulls up from 18. Got it. The Irish are back on the board here finally. 34-24, and a lot of contact. No call on the shot. Put back attempt by Hatcher, and he's going to get fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Sagan Hart foul will be on Nautical. Brogan picks up his first foul of the half. Oh, that's not a shooting foul. All right. Bring it into the corner. Three ball, right side. No good. Keeping the rebound off the miss by Jackson Dillon. Now we've got a foul on Hatcher on the rebound. His first. He fouled number 1.5. As her say, Mount City be flat valued by 71-51. The Panthers now, I believe, are 14-0 or 15-0 on the season, undefeated. And Keithley from 15 feet up, no good. Walkie with the rebound for the Panthers. Off the floor they come ahead. Now driving the ball to the front court. Out on the left side. Pope for a long three. No good. Missed it strong. Rebound to Keithley. He'll give it to Jordan. Jacob up the floor at the 6 minute mark. Pulls up for two. Got it. 11 for Jacob Jordan. Lead is down to 10. 34-26. Lead is down to 8. Shea Hart and Jordan nearly had a chance at a steal. Couldn't quite. Taken to the high post to Hatcher, or Fitzpatrick rather. Now back down top to Pope. Pope to the high post and down the lane. Double clutching. Fitzpatrick, no, got it back. Slapped away out of bounds by Jacob Jordan. 5:33 left in the third. 8-point advantage for the Panthers. They aren't lost a tough one last Saturday down at St. Paul. 3-pointer blocked by Noctigal. Keithley comes down with it. Jordan down the lane. Close, and he got it and fouled. Jacob Jordan putting on a show here right now. He's got 13 and a chance of 14. The foul will be on Alex Hatcher, his second of the quarter, second of the game. Fitzpatrick and Hatcher will come out of the game. Back in Drew Earhart. And also in there will be 24, Nick Sweeney. Free throw good for Jordan. He's got 14 and is now 29. For the Irish, 34. They're back within 5. And that's the bad one because Jacob Jordan just picked up his third foul. He'll have to play smart now the rest of the way. Not take some of the chances he might otherwise take. The 12-point lead is now a 5-point lead. Here's Walkie in the middle. Driving and shooting. He spins off the glass. Good. Shoots it over Simon. He's got 10. Jordan for 3. Off the rim. No. Rebound brought down by the Panthers. They come the other way. 36-29. To the front court. Now we go with the basketball. Panthers with 4:50 to go in third. Walkie makes a move on the baseline. Lost it. Steal by Nautical. And here come the Irish. Jordan to Keithley out top. Right side underneath. Preschel out to Nautical. Double team back down to Jake in the right corner. He's trapped down there. Dribbles. And the blocking foul called on the Panthers. They didn't get set to the baseline. Foul will go on Drew Earhart. His second. Team foul number 3.5. Jordan will inbound the ball for the Irish. Looking to knock it on the paint. Keithley down to Jordan. Back down that baseline. Jacob dribbles out to the top. Looks around. Gives the ball down in the corner. Now into Simon. Up, and he got fouled through the line to shoot two. Joe Simon scoreless so far in this ballgame. Foul will go on Andrew Watkins. They say his first. Thought he had one earlier. Team foul number 4. Simon at the line for the Irish for the first time tonight. Sagan 0-3. Make that 1-for-1 here in the third quarter. There's a free throw up. Good. Now 2 out of 2 here in the third quarter. 36-30 at 4:20 to go. Here comes Chris Burkle back in the ballgame. Burkle, that's 6'5", 6'6". Big, burly guy. Free throw for Simon. Fights his way in the hole off the rim of the backcourt. And it's 36-31. To the front court with it, Earhart. The Irish go up the man-to-man defense. And a drive to the baseline and pass that around the corner. Now back to the left wing. Underneath, Fitzpatrick kicks it back to the left side. Elbow gets it right back. Cross court. Pope wanted to load up a three and fire, but the defense got there too quick. In it goes to Burkle. Didn't catch it, but it bounced right back to his teammate. Pope for 3. Too strong. Rebound. Burkle. What a big man. Throws it up and it goes in. He's got 6. It's 38-31. Over to nodule inside the simen. Triple G. Anyway, I've got the first scoop of the night. 38-33. The lead is 5 again. Off the front. Fish pad. Billy give and go. In the paint. Out on the right side. Poked to the top now. Pulls it with 3-4 feet to go. Poke. Giving direction. Sagan Hart. Down low. It's going to be a shot blocked by Simon. Put up there. Here's the ball off of Sagan Hart basketball. Simon with his third block. That shot put up that time. And a left corner by Sweeney. Out comes Earhart. Blocky sits down. Fitzpatrick back in. Pope stays in. Also in there is Hatcher again. Now 38-33, 2:50 to go in the third. Deep corner for Knoxville, way up the ladder, too high. And two ball on the side, and Hall goes back now to the Panthers. Panthers with the ball will inbound. Blocky right back to the ball game here with 2:45 to go. Pope directing traffic in the backcourt. Off the floor, Fitzpatrick floats it up. Too strong. No, tips in, won't go. Blocky and Simon tie up for the rebound. Already in possession goes to Sacred Heart. Joe Simon showing some aggressive play under there. He needs to do for the Irish to get in this thing. Down by 5 here. Over Jordan, 3 ball, too strong. Rebound. Knoxville between two defenders. Up and it goes in. Knoxville with 15 and it's 38-35. 2:15 to go in the third. Backcourt Pope. Over the right side now to Dillon. Jackson Dillon. Out top, Pope again from Fitzpatrick to Hatcher in the corner. Dillon with it. Back out to Hatcher. Singer staying to that man-to-man. Pope with a minute 55. Here's Threshel jumping the pass. Threshel got it. Got knocked down from behind the foul on Hatcher. Foul will go on Alex Hatcher. His third. He can't believe it. Team on number 5. And timeout call by Palmyra. Sagan Hart is blocked from a 12-point deficit back within 3. And we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
38-35. We've got a score from the tournament going on over at Fairfax tonight, where it was South Holt girls beating Rockport 44-35. Next game up in that game tonight is Nottoway Valley taking on the Falls City Boys tonight. And a held ball will go to the Panthers of the Irish. Got caught drilling around down in the corner. So here we go back, Panther ball. Up 3, a minute 30, there 45 to go in the third. Off the left side now with the basketball. Up the floor we go. Swing the ball around. Left side, Hatcher down to Walker. Wolfe passes back now up to the top to Dillon. Dillon passes off, gets it right back. Wolfe down, tipped by Knoxville. Hatcher in the paint, dropped the ball, got it back, throws it out top to Pope. Fires and oh, it hits the rim straight up to the top of the backboard and dropped through. He's got 11. 40-35. Sharp down 5. Precious passes tip. Knoxville tipped it back out to Jacob Jordan. 55 seconds to go. The lead is 5. Double team is Jordan. They get it over to Precious. Precious over to Jordan again. Right side, Keithley, three ball for the lefty on the rim. Won't go Simon up the rebound. Jordan for a trip ball. Got it from the right side. 17 for Jacob Jordan, 40-38. Sigurd down by two. 30 seconds to go in the third. Hatcher falls on the ground trying to draw a foul on Jordan. Out top with it. Jackson Dillon. Underneath Walkie, his pass in, tipped away by Simon out of bounds with 19 seconds to go. 40-38. Everybody in the corner of the lane for Palmyra. Post the trigger from the baseline. Looks in the corner for three. Way strong, no good by Dillon. Jordan with the rebound. The Irish should tie it or take the lead here. 10 seconds to go. Off to Freshel. 8 on the clock. 7. Tipped away. Freshel throws it down to Keithley. And on the sideline, out of bounds. Keithley stepped on the side, out of bounds with 3 seconds to go. So it will be Jordan out. Sam Dillon in. Both of them with 3 fouls. And here comes James Freshel in for the Irish. Place of Freshel. Derek Schwong in for Simon, who has a couple of fouls. Burkle back in for Palmyra. Inbounding on the sideline, Sweeney. And Hatcher is still there. He got the ball 3 seconds to go. After 3, 40-38. Palmyra with the lead. Back in 1 minute on ATNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, 40-38. Sagan Hart fought back from a 12-point deficit early in that third quarter to fall within two. 40-38. Changed 3 times in the first and second quarter, but are tied at 15 at the end of the first quarter. Sagan Hart went 3-for-3 at the line in the third quarter and did not put Palmyra at the free throw line in the third quarter. Irish ball, here we go. Freeman and Dillon coming next into Knoxville, knocked away, stolen by the Panthers. Fitzpatrick up the floor and he throws it to the cheerleader on the end of the floor. Out of bounds it goes. All right, back up the floor come the Irish. Freshel over to Keithley on the side. His pass knocked away. And over and back on the Irish. Over and back on Sacred Heart, the call. Palmyra 6-4 coming in here. They lost to 11-1 Freeman, then 8-4 Southern, 7-5 Johnson County Central, 9-3 Douglas County West, and beat Auburn. And they lost to Malcolm. That's 8-4. Their losses are good. It's a good team. 2 points advantage. Pope with the ball at the midcourt circle. Left side Hatcher for 3 on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Knoxville will come up out of there with a basketball. Ahead up the floor. Left side Keithley drives. Back out to Freshel. Down the right corner. Knoxville with it. Dribbles out. Back to Freshel. Jake is not a 3-point shooter. The Irish. He loves to drive. Keithley for 3, right corner. Got it! Burkle Warriors are ahead 41-40. Score down to 6:50 mark in the third quarter. Easley with the bucket puts the Irish ahead. Now inside Fitzpatrick down the lane, Dick kicked it out. Walkie with it. Walkie out around, and now Pope with it. Hatcher nearly fouled by Preschel. Over the right side for Dillon. Hatcher thought about it, didn't. He'll give it up now. This pass, Simon's got it. Falls to the ground, gets away to knock one. Now to Jacob Jordan. 6:05 to go. The Irish lead by one. First time they've had the lead since early in quarter number one. We come the other way. Keithley with a double team. Well, as soon as they have to get the ball on a three-point line, they get double. Jordan and Travis have to keep the open for three. On the rim, hangs, it won't go. Lucky with the rebound. That was close, but it doesn't count. 5:38 to go. To the front court. Hunter Pope with the basketball. 5.5 to play. 1 point deficit for the Panthers. Off the right side, Matt Hatcher, well beyond the three-point line, and back to the middle of the floor to Jackson Dillon. Sarah coming out, Preschel knocked it loose, but they couldn't come up with it. Walkie now down in the corner, Willie goes to Pope. Keithley guards in, they go into Hatcher, and nobody touching their light jersey. Panther turned it over, saved their hard ball. Here comes Chris Purple back in. Nick Sweeney back in, and also is Drew Earhart back in. They'll give Fitzpatrick, Hatcher, and Dillon a quick breather here at the 5:02 mark. Preschel pass knocked away, out of bounds, cut glass by Coxville. Panther basketball, 41-40. Walkie brings it in to Pope. Pope to the front court with the ball, looks around over the right side, walking near midcourt. He's guarded by Jordan out there now on the right side with it. Swing, a little give and go down the lane, walking off him out of bounds, saying our basketball. Both coaches just got to decide themselves with the turnover. And another Palmyra timeout, I believe that's their fourth of the game. We'll take a break and be back on KTNC after this 30-second break.
Fast global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee-owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
41-40, the lead to the Irish. They trail by 12, 34-22. Back at the start of the third quarter. The Irish had not led since it was 15-13 in the first quarter. Palmyra took the timeout. I believe they've got one left. Sayers got four left, I think. Irish ball. Doug Gold staying with his five starters here. Irish have to bring it in from the Panther end here. Bring it up before the Panthers line up. They lined up home here in a 1-3-1 zone. Looks like that might be what they do here. Now, Keithley, right side, forward to Jordan. Jacob, double team, back to Keithley. He's open, three ball, around, in and out, no. Knocks the goal, the follow, the tip in, good, and a foul. Knoxville got the two, Watke got the foul, his second, team foul number six. Knoxville was 17 in the game. It's 43-40, Sigurd. Big free throw here for the Irish senior, up and buries it. 44-40, save yard. A 4-point advantage for the Irish. Off the floor, we go with the ball to the front court now. Now we have over and back. Panthers just lost complete track of where they were at on the floor, and they threw it to the back court after moving to the front court and give the ball back to the Irish. The little Flutters come back in. It's Pope and Watkins staying in there. Zach Fitzpatrick back in. Jackson Dillon is in, and Alex Hatcher, 4:05 to go. Jacob Jordan gets the 1-3-1. Now to the special, Keithley over to Jordan. Jacob lobs in, not go catch, shoot, no on the alley-oop. Walkie the rebound. Gives the ball off the floor. Now Dillon to the front court to Hunter Pope. 44-40 and 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Take the ball, left side, in the hand of Dillon, back to Pope, between the circles, back to Dillon. Three ball, down off of the left side. Dillon with his first points of the night, 44-43, 3:27 to go. For the front, Breschel, out to Keithley, over to Jordan, open, no, doing a round of defense, throws it, short, rebound, wrestling match. Held ball goes to the Panthers. That's right, they had to start, and then the Irish will get the next one. 3:15 left. Doug Bulls. Pointer. I'm not sure who's talking to him. Knock plus and shoot it. Alright, here we go. A little pressure by the Irish. Get the ball inbound backcourt to Dillon. Over to Pope. To the front court to Fitzpatrick. Top of the circle. Dribbling. Back to Pope. 3:05 to go. 1-point Irish lead after trailing by 12. Lob underneath. Walkie made the catch. And it got three hops on the rim. It went in. Walkie with a dozen, and the lead goes back now. Eric Steele. Blown up the floor. Walkie up. No, the foul on Jacob Jordan, which may be a trigger problem for the Irish. Jordan caught straight in front of him. The Walkie caught up with him and committed the foul. Jacob with his fourth foul. Team foul number 3.5 on the Irish. And Walkie to the line to shoot two. He just made a 2-pointer. Free throw is up and good. Gonna keep him off the line. They're 8-9 in the ballgame. And the lead is now 2. 46-44. Walkie ready. Senior fires up, got it. 47-44. Jordan walking it up the floor. Down rear to the Irish. Pass, tip, first lane, we get to it. Jake dribbling around, gets it back to Jacob Jordan. Timeout by the Irish. 2:32 we go in the ball game. Second arc down three. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Beatrice City Auditorium. It is 47-44. The lead belongs to the Palmyra Panthers here with 2:32 to go in this game. Their goal called the timeout. Jacob Jordan, the 4 fouls for the Irish, 3 up Sam Dunn, nobody else more than 2. 3 fouls on Alex Hatcher for Palmyra, nobody else more than 2. The Irish starters have left this entire fourth quarter. They've not had much rest here in this second half. This is KTNC, Falls City, 12:30 a.m. at 107.1 FM. All right, Jordan to the front court, allowing to tie it. He's dribble, looking to go right, around the screen set by Simon, off to the left side of the floor, over to Threshold, Jake, drive and step off, Dodge will open, pass it up, drives, closer with a finger roll, no, got to go stronger than that, 2:05 to go, poke to the front court, now to Dillon, out on the left side, Hatcher, down low to Fitzpatrick. And now they play catch down in that corner. I'd go back out to Pope. I'd go after Jacob Jordan if I was the Panthers with four fouls. Pope, they play catch over the top of the minute 45 to go. Threshold knocked it away. Oh, what a foul call. Jake with a foul. That'll be his first of the evening. He's on number four. 1:44 left. Irish need to get something done on one of these inbound plays if they can down here to get a steal. Palmyra lines up baseline, sideline to sideline. They lob in Walkie with the catch, dumps it back under, and before he was able to establish position inbound, it went back to Pope. So a turnover, just what the Irish needed, 1:43 left. Jordan will bring it up the floor. He has 17 of the ballgame. Fernando, 35-44 for the Irish. Around a pick by Knox. Jordan keeps the dribble. Now to Simon. Out to Threshold. Jake working right side. In the lane. Floats it up. Off the mark. Rebound. Brought down by Fitzpatrick. And a reach in foul on Joe Simon. That's okay with a minute 20 because that's just last team foul number 6, I guess. More than I thought. I must have missed one somewhere. Simon's third. Team foul number 5. 1:20 left. The Irish need a steal or a good defensive stop. Fitzpatrick into Pope in the backcourt. Guarded by Threshold. Needed a Threshold steal there. Jake made him pick up his dribble over to Hatcher. Deeply tried to knock it away and commits the foul. It was 1:08 ago. Evan picked up his first foul. Jordan will come back on the offensive side for the Irish and plays to Sam Dunn. Team foul number 6. The next throw will be free throw time. Boy, they are deadly at the line tonight. 9 of 10 at the line is Palmyra. Off the floor with the front court, Dillon. Watkey looking, and he's loose. Nobody guarding. Now back, it's going to be Fitzpatrick down the lane, drives in, and he traveled with it. Coffey has stepped up and made him stop. And now, up the floor, the Irish will come with the basketball. Thank you. 52 seconds to go. The Irish down 3. Knock to go on Jordan. He's in 3-point. Shooter for the Irish. Knock to go in the paint. Double team. Simon out to Jordan for 3. Off the mark. No good. Off the back. Rebound to Pope. Outlet to Hatcher. Up the floor. Around Jordan. And he goes all the way to the hole. Missed it. Rebound to Fitzpatrick with 28 seconds to go. And a foul on probably Knox. Yep, it is. Brogan with his second. Team foul number 7. That will put Fitzpatrick at the line. He is 2 for 2. This is a 1-1. And Doug Gold wants another timeout to talk it over. With 26 seconds to go, we're back after this 30-second break on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
47-44. Hit some lights out there on that one scoreboard. 47-44, the lead to Palmyra's Panthers with 26 seconds to go here. at the Beatrice City Auditorium. Starting 5 and long game. At the line will be Fitzpatrick, 1-1. Irish needed to miss on the way up, and he did. Rebound to Simon. Jordan up the floor, down 3, 20 seconds to go. Knoxville on the free throw line, side on the ball. Easily for the tie, they've got a piece of it, short, no good. Knoxville the rebound, drilled it off his foot. Jordan for 3, no, too strong. And the rebound, grabbed by the Panthers. Simon went over and fouled and got it over. It's not intentional. Panther fans don't like it, of course, but there's nothing intentional about it. It's just one of those things that happen. Fourth foul on Joe Simon. And again, it's going to be 1-1, but now there's only 4 seconds left. So if he makes this, it's about over. Doug Gilts calls timeout with 4 seconds left. We'll take a break and be back on KTNC for the final 4 seconds.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Over at Fairfax, Missouri, 5 minutes ago in the third quarter, Ottawa Valley leads the Fall City Tiger Boys 34-33 in that consolation final over at Fairfax tonight. This is their 90th annual Fairfax Invitational Basketball Tournament. Again, Mound City won tonight, advancing to the championship Saturday afternoon at the Stanbury Invitational. 4 seconds to go. The Irish down by 3. And Pope with the line for the first time tonight, shooting the final 1-1. That's the 18th foul on the Irish. Pope ready. Free throw up. Got it. That makes it 4-point game. That's pretty much puts a wrap on it. Timeout by Elmira. We'll take the time. We'll take the 3 and be back on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4-point deficit with 4 seconds left for the Irish, and one more free throw coming here for the squad from Elmira. This one continues at this pace. It'll be Cigar playing the third Saturday afternoon at 4:15. We know we'll have a 2:45 game and a 5:45 game. All right, here we go. At the line, Hunter Pope made 2 big 3-pointers in the first quarter. Put his team up, in fact, 6-2 with those. Pope's free throw up, no good. Rebound to Knoxville. Ahead to Keith. Fires at the buzzer, no good. Final score, a fire of 48. Taking Hunter, 34. 48-44, the final score. Elmira outscores the Irish 86 in the fourth quarter. We'll be back and wrap up the scoring after this 1-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTMC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the final score in our game here tonight, the last one we'll see at the BFC Auditorium tonight, is Elmira over Sacred Heart, 48-44 the final. It was 15-15 after one quarter. It was a 10-point Elmira lead after halftime. Sacred Heart fought back within two at the end of the third quarter, 40-38. And actually took a 4-point lead in that fourth quarter of this ball game. The Irish got ahead 44-40 and then got outscored the rest of the way 8-0. Scoring for Palmyra now 7-4 on the year. Andrew Walkie had 14, 12 for Hunter Pope, 9 for Zach Fitzpatrick, 6 for Chris Burkle off the bench, 3 for Jackson Dillon, 1 for Drew Earhart, and 3 for Alex Hatcher. They went 10-13 at the free throw line, and I'm reasonably sure they missed that last one on purpose. In the earlier game tonight, here on KTNC today, Johnson Brock advances to the girls' championship in the A division against Sacred Heart. Johnson Brock picked up a win over Southern today, 43-38 in overtime. Leading the way was Allie Rasmus with 13 points in the ball game. 8 for Karen Ottman, 7 each for Brooklyn Ferens, Audrey Sandberg, and Natalie Knippelmeyer. 21 for Callie Cooper for Southern. They'll play for third. In the other girls, a semifinal this afternoon, Sacred Heart improved to 11-3. With a 48-20 win over Parkview Christian, dropped to 10-3. The Irish are now 11-3 on the year. Leading the way, Harrison Barnes with 14-11 each for Olivia Eichhoff and Rachel Magdans for Fall City Sacred Heart. And that is the games we have. Stay tuned. Coming up here in a little bit. They're running a little bit later over at the Beatrice City Auditorium than they are here. Over at the Beatrice Middle School. But coming up later tonight, Humboldt Table Rock Senior will take on Pawnee City in the B Division semifinal over there. Brandon Gatula will have that game up a little bit later on here tonight on KTNC. Tune in tomorrow for the sports. We'll tell you where all the rest of the games of this tournament are going to be played, where and when and on what station. That is coming up. We'll have girls championship basketball tomorrow and boys on Saturday. So, from the Astros City Auditorium for our feeder, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody, from the Astros.